Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love, my beautiful friends. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Talk Up with Trina. Today is Tuesday, September 18th, 2018, and I am podcasting in Maryland, Edgewood, Maryland, United States of America, and I truly, truly welcome you to my podcast. So, how is everyone doing today? I pray that all is well, that you are blessed and highly favored, and that you are taking into account the things that we've been talking about, and we are working on being the person God made us to be. That's my prayer for today. Yes, we are going to be who God made us to be. But I'm going to get back to that. So I want to talk a little bit about what my therapy. I've been going to therapy. As you know, I broke my ankle back in the end of July, and I ended up having to have surgery, put some screws and plates in. And so I am now mobilizing. No boot. Yay. So I'm out of that boot. But I am still kind of protecting it, so when I go outside I do put the boot on. But thank you all for your prayers. I am healing fabulously well, extremely well. I am healing extremely well and far above the expectations of the physician and the therapist. So I am very happy with that. So thank you for your prayers and your concern, for those of you who reached out and gave me well wishes. I do thank you so much. Anywho, I'm going to get on with what we're doing today. We are reading Being the Person God Made You to Be by Joyce Meyer. And we started out by talking about self-acceptance. And as I've said, and I'm going to remind you that those episodes are you can go back and read those episodes where we started talking about self-acceptance, and that was really good. We did that for about 10 days, I believe. So we had that little brief intro to self-acceptance. We talked about the root of rejection. We talked about godly self-love, the dead dog image. I really like that one, how we just don't think that we deserve to eat at the king's table, but we are children of the king. Then we had, are you a grasshopper? Do you see yourself as a grasshopper amidst the giants? Nope, God, we can do this. And then we had, God has a plan. It's your choice. And then how self-acceptance allows change. And then we had, how can I change? So that was good. If you want to hear any of those, go back into my segments and you can see them. And they are titled as I read them. So now we're on part two of our book, and we are reading Healing for Damaged Emotions. So we had our little intro to damaged emotions, and those things really, really take time to work through. So then we start talking about one step at a time, how we can't be rushing it, Jesus and emotions, how he experienced all of our emotions, yet without sin, and then we talked about no pain, no gain. So we've done three sessions in our Healing for Damaged Emotions. And today we will be doing, do you want to get well? Amen. Do you want to get well? All right. I can't wait to get back with that one. So please stay tuned for Do You Want to Get Well? From the book, Being the Person God Made You to Be by Joyce Myers. God's Word for You. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" John 5:5-6. So I'll go back and I'll break it down as Ms. Myers has here. And she uses a different version. I like reading from the I have a New King James Version study Bible. So let's break it down here. So she says, "So there was a certain man who had suffered with a deep-seated and lingering disorder, so infirmity, for 38 years. When Jesus noticed him lying there, he was lying there helpless, knowing he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you want to become well?" saying, "Are you really in earnest about getting well? Do you really want to get well?" And again, that's John 5, 5 and 6. That's some deep stuff now. Do you really want to get well? Do you want to get well? Isn't this an amazing question for Jesus to ask this poor man who had been sick for 38 long years? Do you really want to become well? That is the Lord's question to each of us as well. Do you know there are people who really don't want to get well? They only want to talk about their problem. Are you one of those people? Do you really want to get well? Or do you just want to talk about your problem? Sometimes people get addicted to having a problem. It becomes their identity, their life. It defines everything they think and say and do. All their being is centered around that particular problem. If you have a deep-seated and lingering disorder, the Lord wants you to know that it does not have to be the central focal point of your entire existence. He wants you to trust him and cooperate with him as he leads you to victory over that problem one step at a time. Whatever our problem may be, God has promised to meet our need and to repay us for our loss. Facing truth is the key to unlocking prison doors that may have held us bondage. God yearns to see you become all that he has planned for you to be. So, as I was reading that, I thought about a lot of people that I have. And being a nurse, I come in contact with people from all walks of life, all kind of people. And yes, some people really don't want to get well. Do you really want to get well? Or do you want to be defined by that problem, that thing that has you so bound emotionally or physically or whatever? I know we are talking about healing for damaged emotions, but here, Jesus was, they were talking about a infirmity, a health issue. So not the damaged emotion, but a health issue. So lots of people just get so discouraged when they hear they have something wrong in their body, or maybe it's cancer or lupus or HIV or some other disease. And we hear things and we just get immediately defeated, like we don't belong to a God who has all power and healing in his hand. So we can't be defeated about everything. And that goes as well for damaged emotions. You're not that person who was raped as a child. You're not that person who was picked on as a child. That might be what happened to you, but that doesn't define who you are. We have to come up out of that and be who God designed us to be. Those are simply tricks. Tricks, tactics of the enemy to try to discourage us and keep us off track, because he knows that God has given us his power and that we can use that power by his authority to cast out demons and make people well and part the waters and do all sorts of things if we believe, we touch and agree, and we believe. Now I'm getting off a subject, but what I want you to take with you today is that there is healing for damaged emotions. We are going to be who God made us to be. We have to strive to do that, and that we cannot be letting things that happen to us in our life, health-wise, emotionally, or otherwise, define us. I am not cancer. I am not pneumonia. I am not multiple sclerosis. I am not that child that was raped. I am not the child that was picked on. I am not the person who had to struggle and stride and go out and scrape up pennies just so I could eat or feed my children. That is not who I am. That may be some of the things that happened to me or some of the things that are going on in my body, but that does not define me and that does not define you. God yearns to see you become all that he has made you to be. And we'll end it with that. Thank you so much for listening. And I do hope that you enjoyed. Toodaloo.